Protests are underway in Louisville, Kentucky, Minneapolis, Washington, D.C., and other cities as people express outrage against the grand jury decision to not charge three officers for killing Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. Online video shows hundreds of protesters taking to the streets from all directions and at least half a dozen people in handcuffs. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron made the grand jury announcement. He says an eyewitness testified police identified themselves and knocked, then entered the home of Breonna Taylor, where they were shot at by Taylor's boyfriend, who admitted to shooting first, thinking there was an intruder in the apartment.
After hearing the evidence from our team of prosecutors, the grand jury voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankinson for three counts of wanton endangerment for wantonly placing the three individuals in apartment three in danger of serious physical injury or death. While there are six possible homicide charges under Kentucky law, these charges are not applicable to the facts before us because our investigation showed and the grand jury agreed that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in their return of deadly fire after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker.
Fired officer Brett Hankinson's three wanton endangerment charges means he faces up to 15 years in prison. Critics, though, say it's a slap in the face, considering the three charges aren't even related to Taylor's killing. They're related to endangering Taylor's neighbors for firing a bullet into the neighbor's home. Taylor's family declined to hold a press conference. They settled with the city over Taylor's death for some $12 million earlier this month. Family attorney Benjamin Crump wrote in a statement, quote, "This is outrageous and offensive to Breonna Taylor's memory. It's yet another example of no accountability for the genocide of persons of color by white police officers," unquote. He had this to say while at a press conference about a separate police shooting of a black man in Arizona.
Breonna Taylor, Zara, sister who, I mean, she's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home, the place where you are expected to be safe.
Taylor was shot multiple times by the officers. In response to public outcry, Kentucky's governor, Andrew Beshear, spoke about the grand jury's decision not to charge an officer in Taylor's shooting death. He's calling for the facts that led to the decision be released to the general public.
I believe that the public deserves this information. So I previously made what I would call a suggestion to the Attorney General, and now I'm making the request that he post online all the information, evidence, and facts that he can release without impacting the three felony counts in the indictment issued today. Everyone can and should be informed. And those that are currently feeling frustration, feeling hurt, they deserve to know more. I trust Kentuckians. They deserve to see the facts for themselves.
Authorities have said they were investigating Breonna Taylor's boyfriend for selling drugs at the time they raided her home. While there were no drugs in Taylor's apartment, her boyfriend did shoot and wound a police officer during the incident. The grand jury agreed the officers' shots that killed Taylor were fired in self-defense. Attorney General Cameron, a Republican and Kentucky's first black attorney general, insisted prosecutors had followed the law, even though, quote, "my heart breaks for Miss Taylor," unquote. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.